This is Rich Malloy with Springtime Ventures, bringing you the VC Minute. Quick advice to help startup founders fundraise better. First, I wanted to thank AVL Growth Partners for being a phenomenal supporter of VC Minute and startups everywhere. Outsourcing your finance and accounting function is a no-brainer for startups, and you need to work with a firm that specializes in high-growth companies. Founded in 2009, AVL has fueled the success of over 1,200 early-stage companies. Specializing in raising capital, M&A, financial modeling, scaling, and bringing financial transparency and a disciplined approach to the companies they work with. Head to avlgrowth.com and explore how they can be pivotal to your growth. This week's guest is Liz Georgie, co-founder and CEO of Suna. Liz is based in Denver, and she's known locally as both a great leader and a top-notch fundraiser. We got a teaser of her mindset last week, and we'll hear more from her this week.
My name is Liz Georgie. I am the co-founder and CEO of Suna. Suna is a virtual photo shoot platform for e-commerce. What that means is there is nothing that we buy on the internet that doesn't have a photo or a video that sells that product to us. We make the creation of those photos and videos easy by giving merchants a platform where they can plan their content creation, complete their content creation, and then distribute that content to all the places where they sell online. To date, Suna has raised $53 million, most recently having raised a $35 million Series B from Bain Capital Ventures in Q1 of 2022. And we look forward to continue to grow this business. When we talk about fundraising, I think the first thing that comes to mind for me is that fundraising is a principled practice. It is not this task that's on your to-do list. It is not the kind of prerequisite to starting a business. I think of it a lot like having other skills in your business, having the ability to be deeply practiced at financially modeling a business, the ability to be deeply practiced and go to market, the ability to be deeply practiced in media relations. These are all skills that you gain, build, learn over time. And as a CEO of a company, this is a deeply integrated part of your job. In fact, I would think if you've got like a top three list of what's your job as CEO of the company, how you manage capital and how you raise capital is on that top three list at all times, no matter where you are in the life cycle of the business. And so I think just starting there, changing your relationship with fundraising, which many founders have a relationship that's treat fundraising as a necessary evil, if you will, and instead treating it as a part of the practice of doing this job really well and having a deeply principled approach to how you develop the skills around that practice is the first major unlock to becoming really great at fundraising.